Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to our ABC News correspondent from Dallas, Jim Ryan, about this missed court-ordered deadline for the federal government to return the youngest detained migrant children to their families. Jim, as I read multiple stories about this yesterday, it seems clear that the deadline was missed in large part, but it's not as simple as just, you know, saying, hey, here's your mom, you know, be off on your way, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there is a process here, a complicated process. There has to be verification made between these adults who say that they're the parents of these kids and the children themselves, John. And that process is taking longer, I think, than people had anticipated. But I don't think anybody was surprised that the deadline that came and went nearly 6 hours ago passed with only something like 38 of these kids having been reunited with their parents. Another 70 or so are scheduled or are eligible for reunification. That may happen over the next several days, John.
So just over 100 kids that we're talking about, out of how many?
Well, 102 who are under the age of 5, who are 4 years old or younger, they were eligible for that. But there's another group, something like 20, 25, who won't be put back with these adults because the parents have other criminal issues in front of them, or because the immigration officials have found evidence of abuse of these children. So there is some number of them who won't be put back with these adults, and probably for sound legal reasons. You know, the ACLU says it doesn't want these kids put back with the people who are going to do them harm, nor does the government. And so it's up to the judge to ensure that happens. Well, altogether, of course, John, there are something like 3,000 kids across the spectrum, from infants all the way up to 16, 17 years old.
So I really am trying to objectively understand the numbers and the dilemma that everybody faces here. I think most of us who watch this and who, of course, watch the emotional outpouring think, oh, it's a mom with her little, you know, 5-year-old child, and they were ripped apart. But it's a lot. It sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like it's a lot more difficult, where you really are having a hard time verifying that this adult who showed up at the border with the kid is actually the parent.
You're right. Yeah, it's being done genetically. You know, you heard about these cheek swabs that were being done to verify through DNA that there is a family connection between these adults and these kids. Harder than that, though, is to prove that there is a legal custodial relationship there if it's not a biological parent. So that becomes difficult as well. There is that instance of kids taken away from their moms, and we've seen pictures of that happening. But at the same time, there are other instances, quieter, I suppose, where somebody is coming across with a child and intending to do harm. The government says there are something like 27 kids who fit into that category.
Good Lord. Well, what was the judge's reaction yesterday when it was clear that the government had not fully met their order?
Well, he wasn't surprised, first of all. He wasn't happy. But at the same time, he says he's satisfied that progress is being made. The government, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the ACLU are working together to ensure that it's a fairly open process. But getting numbers is a difficult thing in itself, John, and finding out exactly what happened. We're not positive that 38 reunifications happened by midnight last night. We have to assume that they did.
And did the judge have anything to say about the president and his reaction to this when he was asked directly yesterday? The soundbite that we have played previously in the program, the president said, and he dodged the question about the judge and the order, and said, look, just don't show up at our border or cross it illegally. That's the bottom line.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't. As far as I know, the judge hasn't said certainly anything in the legal writings about the president or the policy. He was simply asked to rule on its legality and its appropriateness, and his ruling was that it wasn't appropriate, that the separations should not have happened, and that process should be undone. Now comes the tricky part, actually seeing that that happens, John.
Yeah. Well, maybe we have a circumspect judge in this case that he's not going to grandstand politically on the issue. So I was just trying to gauge that. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent in Dallas, really appreciate it always. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.